The lone fisherman in his red boat with his spotted English setter glides along the water. There's nothing else to break its surface. Out my window is an L.L. Bean commercial, the brightness of the red boat on these blue waters, the perfect dog to take fishing. Lake Hallie, between Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, is so narrow from shore to shore that my husband and I have come to recognize the regulars who fish here, though we've never met them. My soldier son would say 30 meters across, but I would say it's the length of a basketball court. Our neighbors across the lake say we live across the street. My husband is 66, but when we moved here 2 years ago, we became the new kids on this lake. We call our most frequent fisherman simply handsome man, a Robert Redford lookalike with a fancy boat, or man fishing with wife. He baits the hooks for both of them. She wears a straw hat and complains. Or man with dog, gray-haired guy with a beautiful dog, the way a copywriter might address a new storyboard for an ad campaign. This morning, man with dog fly fishes, smooth, easy throws like flicking a fine whip made of dental floss. His dog, always at the bow of the boat, always at attention, watches the lake. They float past me, but it's too heart-stopping a scene to wave. Two men, two boats, two dogs. From my sliding glass doors, they cannot see me watching. Man with dog wears a baseball cap and a blue denim shirt. I can't see, but I would guess close up his collar is frayed. His dog has a long, regal face, like everyone's great-grandfather. The first year we lived here, I took their photograph from inside my house, and later I included it on a calendar I made for my husband. Man with dog is a stranger who is a part of our lives. He has no idea. Man with dog trolls along the shore and casts. He turns off his motor to float back down the middle of the lake. He is a man of routines, as I am. Who loves this man, I find myself wondering. His dog, of course, but if he has a wife, why doesn't he bring her? If I were married to man with dog, I would beg to come along on a morning like this. I concoct an entire life for him, beginning with the storyline, A Widower and His Dog. He does not know that I am up each morning at 6 to work out on my living room floor what my 87-year-old dad still calls calisthenics, or that I grow more and more in love with my aging husband, and sometimes the sound of his snoring while I do downward dog or core synergistics, or that a look out the window at our man with dog fills me with an overwhelming peace and warmth. Man with dog and I do not know each other's names, but we know the other's patterns. I stand in front of my bay window and wave. He waves back.